100 years ago, Ludwig von Mises literally wrote the book on socialism. But 25 years later, in 1946, Henry Hazlitt wrote The Primer. And now, 75 years after that, in 2019, the left is once again attacking Hazlitt in a new book called Economics in Two Lessons, which attempts badly to refute some of his arguments. But what it really shows is the staying power of that book and how much it still means to lay readers across the world today. In fact, we consider Economics in One Lesson a classic. It may be the most important book about economics ever written for laymen, and it's a perennial bestseller in our bookstore, and it's the first economics book we recommend to anyone, young or old, as an introduction. That's why we need your help getting it in the hands of a whole new generation. Now, depending on who you want to believe, a shocking number of young people, millennials and members of Generation Z from about age 18 to 40, like or even endorse quote-unquote socialism. Now, of course, many have no idea what the word actually means because our schools have failed them so badly, and they often know zero about economics, leaving them shockingly receptive to political lies and false promises about healthcare, college, equality, etc. Organizations around the country have been running around scratching their heads wondering how to counter this disturbing trend. Maybe we need another animated YouTube video or a lighthearted podcast to nudge people toward liberty, away from the Bernies and the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. But at the Mises Institute, we don't think so. Economics in One Lesson remains the most potent antidote to socialist nonsense. And it's an accessible, easy book to read, beautiful, concise, and just waiting to be picked up by a new generation. It's the single best introduction to our ideas anyone could hope for. It's life-changing for many readers. So that's why we're asking you to help us distribute this book far and wide to students across the U.S. From homeschools and high schools to universities and graduate programs, our network of professors, teachers, student groups, business owners, supporters, and activists is ready to blanket the country with the book. We'll put it in the hands of thousands of young people. Now, as I mentioned, the book is a masterpiece. It's easy enough for teenagers, but perfect for adults too. It starts out, of course, with Friedrich Bastiat's great insight of the seen and the unseen. And in a single famous paragraph, Hazlitt exhorts us to consider the long-run effects of an economic policy on everyone. Just reading this four-page introductory lesson at the beginning of the book puts readers well ahead of most people. After that, every subsequent chapter is a short, devastating, standalone lesson, debunking the broken window fallacy, demolishing things like public works and taxes, demystifying tariffs and trade deficits, eliminating arguments for minimum wage and protectionism, and decrying state interventionism at every turn. It's a remarkable tour de force of less than 200 short pages. Remember, we need a vanguard of young people, not a majority. It's the best and brightest kids we want to reach, those who know something is wrong but need a spark. They've never seen a book like this, I guarantee you that. Hazlitt himself was a hero in so many ways. He was born into poverty and raised in late 19th century Brooklyn, fatherless in a boys' home. After a short stint in college, he dropped out to support his mother. World War I came along and interrupted his life, and he left the Army Air Service following the war with no job and no marketable skills, just like so many young people do today. Thankfully for us, Hazlitt made the decision to learn shorthand and typing when he found out that secretaries made $15 a week. These skills led him to a job taking dictation at the Wall Street Journal, and there he began to teach himself how to write and how to understand finance. In the 1930s, he met the great H.L. Mencken, and the die was cast for him to become the next editor of the American Mercury. Hazlitt is, of course, most famous for his decades at the New York Times and Newsweek, back when those organs were not completely lost like they are today. His columns in both of these publications cemented his legacy among the greatest financial and economics journalists of all time, but also showed his indomitable spirit and courage. He never shied from reviewing and praising the work of Hayek and Mises against the socialist tides of his day. He never endorsed the official explanation for the Great Depression. He opposed the New Deal and Great Society programs, and he attacked the Bretton Woods Agreement as harmful and inflationary. Some readers and editors, of course, complained, but Hazlitt never backed down. Importantly, he was a great friend and personal benefactor to Ludwig von Mises. Hazlitt counted him among his first and most loyal friends upon arrival in the United States. And Hazlitt's deep respect for the great economist was evident in his reviews of socialism and human action. Now, two things about Mr. Hazlitt you may not know. First, he developed an elegant and almost aristocratic manner, which really helped him rise above his humble station at birth. His bearing and speech were impeccable. This was truly a self-made man. Second, he was actually an original board member of the Mises Institute in the 1980s, and he generously supported this organization in his estate. In fact, his bequest was critical to our first building project in the 1990s. We can't let the legacy of this great man fade, and we can't let another generation stumble through life without his wisdom. His book is vital and sorely needed. As much as we love the new platforms and new technology, Economics in One Lesson is the kind of book we should own in physical form to read and reread over a lifetime. My old paperback copy, which I bought used for a college assignment years ago, is dog-eared and heavily marked up with notes. I still treasure it, and I hope my children manage to hold on to it. But our bookstore here at the Mises Institute is sold out, and we need more. You may remember, and in fact you may own, the beautiful hardcover version we produced in 2007. But now we have a fantastic volume deal with a printer to publish a brand new edition, also hardcover, believe it or not, for less than $1.50 a book. And it'll be a gorgeous version with new cover art and a new introduction by yours truly. So will you join our campaign to distribute Hazlitt's great book to thousands of young people from every corner of the country? Again, we know hundreds of professors who would love nothing better than to assign Economics in One Lesson to their undergraduate students. We know thousands of homeschoolers eager for free market materials, and we know business professionals from all walks of life who would give this book to employees. But we need your help to do it. Donors who pledge $500 or more will have their names included in each volume as patrons. And every donor of at least $50 will get a copy for themselves. Please contribute today.
For more content like this, visit Mises.org.